You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hello, this is Christian Bush, and welcome to episode 8 of Geeking Out, my new podcast. Every episode is a new person talking about what they're obsessed with that has nothing to do with their job. The only requirement is that they're totally geeking out on it and they want to talk about it. From custom iPhone and emojis to vertical backyard gardens, from vintage 70s Lego sets to slow pour coffee, from epic backyard tree houses to YouTube unboxing video playlists, tell me what you love, why you love it, how you got into it, and what makes it awesome. Every episode is presented in three chapters. Chapter 1, my guest and I talk about what they're obsessed with. Chapter 2 is a game I call Trajan, where my guest and I turn each other on to one thing that we've discovered. And Chapter 3 closes the show with me talking about music that I'm currently geeking out on and why. I believe that curiosity is contagious and that life is better with a soundtrack. So let's go. Chapter 1. Today's guest is Kat Foster. K-Sera, Sera, whatever will be, will be. Kat is an amazing actress and screenwriter. She just starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in a totally hilarious Amazon show called Jean-Claude Van Johnson, which you have to go watch if you haven't already. And before that, you might have seen her in shows like Weeds, or Royal Pains, or Till Death. My producer Whitney and I met up with Kat in Los Angeles last fall to find out about her obsession, which basically involves fortune telling. So, here's something to keep in mind while you listen. When we did this interview, Jennifer and I had just gotten back together at Sugarland. We'd written our first few songs and we were planning our tour for the summer. Tickets are on sale now, people. But it was still a secret and Kat didn't know anything about it. Kind of cool to go back now and see how much the destiny cards got right. Enjoy. Introduce yourself and tell us where you are.
My name is Kat Foster, and we are at my house.
Where's your house?
In Echo Park, California, Los Angeles. It's on the east side of LA, and we're at the top of a hill.
I'll say it because you won't.
Okay.
From your kitchen, you can see the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, we have a really nice view of the Hollywood sign and the Griffith Park Observatory, and what we can see to Culver City, right?
Century City.
Here, we need to explain that. Who all's here?
Oh, sitting here, there's the lovely Christian Bush. There's the lovely Whitney Pastorek.
Yes.
There's my lovely fiance, Jim Husted.
Hi.
And also there's our lovely animal, lovely dog named Loafy.
And what breed is Loafy?
Loafy's like a dachshund corgi mix. She's a fat, very fat pigeon-toed dachshund.
Explain to everybody what you do for a living.
I'm an actor. I'm an actor and a writer. I've been on a lot of TV shows. And I wrote a movie and I, did another movie that'll come out in the year and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is it that you are geeking out on at the moment that you're passionate about?
So I'm right now I'm geeking out on this forecasting system similar to astrology called Destiny Cards. And, the system was introduced to me twice, actually. My friend was like, oh my God, have you seen this app? I'm obsessed with it. And there's like an app that anyone at this very moment could download. It's called Destiny Cards. And if you download the app, you just plug in your birthday or the birthdays of your friends, and you find out what your birth card is. And then based on your birth card, you can find out what your next year looks like, what this year looks like, what last year looks like, what this 52 days looks like next. So it divides it into periods, and it sort of helps you understand, like, essentially, like, just like weather, like what your forecast is for the moment. So... Okay, so we can get into
more
of
that. Okay. Because you just said 52 cards, so is it based on an actual deck of cards?
Yeah, so here's what I've learned, and I'm not like the most it's a deck of cards. So it's like it's not like a tarot deck. But actually it predates the tarot deck. The regular cards do. And what I've learned is that the regular cards are essentially a symbolic representation of the Earth's yearly calendar. So you may or may not know this. I didn't know this. But, and I should say, too, it's not just an app. This is a system, a forecasting system that dates back to, like, the Order of the Magi. It's super ancient. And there are also, like, books that have been written about it. It's not just, like, an app developer, like, figure this out. Anyway, so there's 50. It's based on, like, the regular standard 52-card deck. And... what I've learned is that there's 52 cards because there's 52 weeks in the year. There's four suits in the deck because there's four seasons in a year. There's 13 cards per suit. There's 13 full moons and 13 new moons a year. So anyway, the point is that this has, you know, it's rooted in some, you know, like, ancient earth science.
Okay, no. How did you got into this from an app?
Okay, so my friend was like, have you checked out this app? And I was like, whoa, this app feels really resonant. Like, wow, that does feel like my birth sign. I'm a two of diamonds. Jim's a seven of diamonds. You're a nine of clubs, I think. Is that what we figured out the other night? I don't know. I have to remind myself. Whitney, you're a seven of clubs. No, you're a nine of diamonds. And so
I'm a diamond.
You're a diamond. Well, we're diamonds. The three of us are all diamonds. So another your club.
So have you connected this to astrology at all? Like what
well,
sign are you?
It is connected to astrology in a way. So I'm a Taurus. But no, like the thing is there are many signs that are represented by one birthday. So like I'm a two of diamonds, but like if you look in the book, like there's lots of birthdays that are two of diamonds.
Oh,
like,
I got it.
So because there's only 52 cards, so right. And there's 365 birthdays, right?
Got it.
Yeah. So it is connected to astrology in a way, like it. But that's a little bit more advanced for me. But like you can see that when you break down each card, I'm looking at the book right now. I don't have all this memorized. It's very complex. But if you look at the thing, like there's different. You have different look like. Depending on your card, you have planetary cards, and then like you have a whole chart essentially, like you do in astrology.
Sure.
Where like different aspects of your sign, your birth card, are aligned with different planets. Essentially.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
It's just another way to look at your birthday, and predict.
Yeah, like predict what's
forecast
what's going,
the
forecast,
weather of your life.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. And that's like a really important distinction because if you take it too literally, like you'll go insane. Like like, I can look at this card, this book, which is like the Destiny card book, and it literally tells you what every year of your entire life looks like until you're 99 years old. Like, every period, every 52-day period of your life is mapped out in this book until you're 99. And that's really scary. Like, because, so you could look at it and be like, oh, well, oh, this month I'm the 10 of diamonds. That means I'm going to have great financial success. And that month I'm the 9 of spades, which means someone's going to die. Because those are the nine.
That seems a little.
Well, right. So you don't want to do that. Yeah.
It's no, a little, it's predestination super intense on that.
Well, that's right. So, like, you have to. So the reason I think about it in terms of, like, the what's the weather forecast is that the same way you could, it's like raining outside and that you could still have an amazing day. Your free will is still the primary determinator of your life, you know? I really do believe in destiny. And I actually believe that if we kind of did nothing but, like, just kind of relax, that our lives are going to end up in exactly where they're supposed to end up. Like, I believe that we try to stay on the side of positive thinking. I believe that we try to stay on the side of doing right in the world and speaking right and behaving right and, like, having good people around us, and that we should always, like, look for the truth and cultivate self-awareness. But I don't believe that, I believe that the stars are on our side, and that there's, it's harder for us to f it up than it is for us to just have great things happen, or have the things that we're supposed to have happen.
So how much destiny conversation did you have as a kid?
None. I mean, my father's is an atheist. My mother just sort of took his lead. We had no religion in our house at all. Like, the fact that, I mean, no one talked about God, no one talked about anything spiritual or new age. I mean, it was just like sort of like, don't go there in my house. And then I had an experience in 2006, which is like, we could take up a whole other podcast, which was like a very, like a sort of a spiritual awakening, let's say. And I started on that very day, in that very moment, to believe in God. And, like, you know, like, me telling my grandmother that I believe in God is like, my grandmother was like horrified that I would believe in God. Like, I mean, my family's really like against all of this stuff. So we didn't talk about destiny. We didn't talk about religion. We didn't talk about spirituality. Everyone in my family thinks this is a total joke. I mean, I'm like definitely the black sheep in that area.
That's interesting that you're saying black sheep and like, it's a great metaphor.
Yeah.
Sheep, religion, everything.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, okay. Normally you think of the religious people as the sheep. Right. Is that what you mean?
And my experience with you historically, it's not been that many years, has been, you know, you're always open looking for,
yeah,
for these kinds of things. Just to see that you've landed on something that, you know, that book looks worn.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really into this book.
I got it off Amazon and it just sits here like the birthday book that you see in everyone's house, right?
Yeah, no. This book is, I use it a lot.
So show me,
okay,
show
well,
me
so
how
so let's
it goes.
Talk about you, right? Let's talk about your cards.
Okay. I was born on March 14th.
Okay, so then
in 1970.
I go ahead and I look this up.
Which is an auspicious birthday because it's the same one as Albert Einstein.
Oh, well, first of all, I want to look up in this other book, because this other book actually says, I'm sure it'll say about Einstein, and I want to see who else was born, who else was a nine of diamonds for you.
Quincy Jones was also had last name.
David Cassidy.
Oh, really?
Billy Crystal, Joan Rivers. These are you.
Not my
David
specific.
Letterman.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is not your specific birthday, but these are all different nine of diamonds. Quincy Jones, Herbie Hancock. It's good.
That's good.
Okay. So what do you want? Do you want to look at, like, what your year is?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Show how it works quickly. Go to the index and show them how it
works. Yeah, so you you look up your birthday, right. You see what day you're born, and then these are, like, so you can see what planetary period you're in. Yeah, you're in your Jupiter period right now. So this is a very, like, business. This is about your, what's happening now is about your business this year.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. You're in your Jupiter. So that's a five of heart. is your direct aspect, and Queen of Clubs is your vertical aspect. So that means that Five of Hearts is a card that has a lot of restlessness to it. Like, fives in general have a lot of restlessness. And again, because it's a heart, it means that your restlessness is in relationships.
Okay.
So a lot of people might get divorced in a Five of Hearts, or, you know, or like the higher side of the card is that you could meet a lot of new people and form relationships with a lot of new people. But there's like, there's traveling and a sense of restlessness and instability and changeableness. So your other aspect right now for your Jupiter period is a Queen of Clubs. So clubs is a very intellectual suit. It rules like it's about like thinking and your intellect. It's like very creative card. Creative suit. And so the Queen of Clubs is a really great card for business. This is again in your Jupiter period, which is more about your business. So it means that probably you're feeling some sense of mastery over your business and your mental pursuits, whatever they may be, publishing, podcasts, songwriting. These are all like clubs ruled kinds of activities.
And because it's in the year of business, and it is an uber businessy card, is it like double bouncing on the trampoline?
Well, actually, your year is a relationship card, but yes, it would do that. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because it's in your Jupiter period. Yeah, it's particularly significant in your business. So, like, let's say you found a Queen of Clubs in your Venus period. So then you would figure out how
that sounds kind of dirty.
That kind
of okay.
Well, there's also a Uranus. Queen of Clubs was in your Uranus. I don't know.
you're a 12-year-old boy.
I am a 12-year-old.
Okay, so it's a good year for business.
Okay, it's a good, a stable year for family. So then I tend to look at your Pluto card and your resolution card, because that sort of indicates your journey over the course of this year. So then I would go to like, so Ace of Spades is your, or sorry, Ace of Clubs is your Pluto card. So I go here to this little Ace of Spades section. And, you know, at some point.
Nice to know Pluto's still counted somewhere. Maybe in
like 10 years. What?
Nice to know Pluto's still counted somewhere.
Yeah, Pluto's in the mix in this system.
Take that, NASA.
Exactly. So having the Ace of Clubs, this is what it says in the book, having the Ace of Clubs in this powerful position tells us that many of your goals and changes this year will be related to knowledge and communication. So the Six of Spades is your result card. This year is the element of responsibility and compromise. The appearance of the Six of Spades suggests that one of your major goals of this year is associated with the payment of past obligations of some kind. This may be related to work, health, or almost any area of your life. Rest assured that by your next birthday, you will have realized the importance of being responsible for your actions and will have made considerable progress. That is interesting.
Things are looking good.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, sometimes we want to hear about, like sixes are karma cards, in a way. They're the cards of, six is a balance card. So, like, wherever you've erred in the past, you have an opportunity to write. And wherever you've done well in the past or operated, you know, in the highest way, you usually gain rewards for those acts.
Okay.
So sixes can be favorable or sort of unfavorable, like depending on how you've been doing.
If you were trying to suggest to someone listening how to get started in this, like what are the first three steps?
So the first three steps. Well, the first step would be to download the app and just see like if it resonates with you.
And is it called?
It's called Destiny Cards. It's like the logo is a big spades, like a spade suit. And by the way, all of this system was like essentially like brought into public awareness to the degree that it's in the public awareness by this guy named Robert Lee Camp, who is very alive and well and like could do a reading for you for a few hundred bucks, I think. But so he developed this app. So you can download the app. That's what I would do. And then steps two and three would really be to like buy the books off Amazon. And then I think really like first see how it resonates with you. You start like seeing like, oh, you know, comparing what's actually how you're feeling in your day to what the cards say you're going to feel in the day. And then like plug your friends into the app and see how their days compare with what the cards say their days are going to be. And then, you know, when you buy the book, you can really start looking at people's relationships. You can compare their, you know, see like, oh, well, those people aren't very compatible. And oh, yeah, I can see that right here in the cards. Or, you know, those people are so in love and like, yeah, their cards are amazing. So yeah, I mean, it's just like a process of, I guess, you know, guessing and checking or interpreting and checking, I would say.
And, you know,
I love that there's an app for this.
Yeah, there's an app. Are you going to download it?
Of course I am.
I mean,
kidding me?
Yeah, right.
I think everybody listening to this is going to download it. And they're going to be like, oh, let's see what today looks
maybe
like.
Maybe Robert blah, blah, Lee blah, Camp blah, blah. Will give me a free session after this.
Yes.
Is he listening? Robert
dear,
Lee Camp?
Dear Mr. Camp.
Dear Mr. Camp.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Chapter 2. In every episode of Geekin' Out, I see if I can trade one thing I've discovered with one thing that my guest has discovered. A friendly exchange. I call it Trade Ya.
So this section of the podcast is called Trade Ya. I trade you one thing that I'm into for one thing that you're into. This is could be a Netflix show, a TV show, Amazon, whatever, or like a recipe or just anything you've kind of discovered that you think I should have.
Okay.
And I'll go first. It'll give you time to think.
Okay.
What it is. So I thought about this on the way over here, mm-hmm. that this is what I wanted to share with you, and I was worried that you already knew what it was. But you may not. No. This is an app for your telephone, and it's called the Akinator. And he is a genie who can guess whomever you are thinking of.
Oh, I feel like
now it can be a fictional character or a real character. And I've just heard recently, and in checking this, found that the update can identify members of your family.
Oh, no, that's
not of so whoever's, you know, people that are related to it, if you want to go to the next level. But it says when you open it up, here it is. I've got it out. It's Akinator, A-K-I-N-A-T-O-R.
Okay.
And he's a little genie guy, and he sits there with his hand to his head.
Okay.
He says, think about a real or fictional character, and I will read your mind.
Okay.
Right?
I got it.
And we don't want to activate the child feature. But the best way to do this is there a series of questions. Are you thinking of someone?
Yes.
We'll do this, and you can edit this if you
wait,
don't like
this
it.
Is crazy. If he thinks of who I'm thinking
okay,
of.
Okay. Right.
Oh, no, it works.
Is your character a female? Yeah, this is yes, no, don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know. Is your character from a video game?
No.
Okay. Is your character an animal?
Yeah.
Yes. Does your character have paws?
No.
Does your character walk on four legs?
No.
Is your character some kind of a bird?
Yes.
Is your character a member of Game of Grumps?
No.
I don't know what that is. Is your character real?
What does real mean?
Is it a real, or is it animated, or is it?
No, yeah, no, it's not real.
Okay, no. Does your character live with his mother?
Fuck, I don't know.
Okay.
Fine answer.
Don't know.
Okay, don't know. That's all.
Is your character from a TV series? Is your character associated with Looney Tunes?
No.
Is your character big?
Yes.
Is your character from Sesame Street?
You mother effer.
The Akinator is guessing.
He did it.
I think of Big Bird from Sesame
That's
Street.
So crazy.
Right? This is one of the most fun things in the world. Now, as soon as we finish the podcast and you download this, you will try to see if you can guess
Outsmart it. Oh, yeah.
It will find you because you
How
work
will it
in the
find
world.
Me? No, but, not really.
I don't know.
It will find you. It does. It works.
It really? Does. But I'm. This it is one of the most.
Me. Will it find you?
Oh,
it'll
yeah.
Find you.
But it can't figure out whether I'm bald or not. Because I wear a hat, and for a while, I think the Akinator thought
That's
I was bald,
funny.
And I actually have hair.
Yeah, no, you
and
have
I just
hair.
Wear a hat.
Right.
And they just kind of assume, I guess, because you're trying to hide something or something. But the Akinator is what I would trade you.
I love it.
Mainly because he's like the party game version of your Destiny card. Like, if you can get them into the Akinator, it's like the gateway drug to Destiny card app.
Indeed. That's good. That's a good call. I feel like I don't know. Are you gonna think? I hope mine's not too lame. But do you know about magic erasers?
Okay, I know about them. I've never gotten one. And these
like
are the
I
things
need
that
to show
were they originally
you.
The things that erase stuff off walls?
Yeah, that's what they do.
And don't they have like a million uses?
I mean, I think walls are the ones. No, I think the walls are the only.
And does it really work?
It works really well. Jim just got some wine stains off our. We have white walls like all around us, and there it's.
I created wine stains.
And
then had to get off.
And all he had to do was just rub the magic eraser on them. I wish the wine stains were still there so we
can
show.
Can I ask why there was a wine stain on the wall?
That's a really good question.
I ran into Kat and threw on the wall.
So drunken revelry, I think, is the answer to that.
I like nothing gets wine stains out of anything,
very hard to get wine stains. Although I have to say, there was one time where I got red wine all over my white shirt, and somebody poured a bunch of baking soda on it, and like just waited, and I swear it went away. It was unbelievable. That was like a really crazy thing. But I'm obsessed with these magic erasers, and they really work. And once you find one spot, you can find like, I mean, you just can go crazy. Like I spent an entire day magic erasing because it makes such a big difference in your house. Like, you know, you see like these little like dirt spots. How do you know that it, who knows how it got there? I mean, I see one right now. Babe, do you have a magic eraser? Should we show Christian? You want to go get it? Yeah, let's show him. So I want to hear his live reaction to how well it works.
Kat, I love you. And I just want to reflect back to you the joy of listening to you really engaging in the white walls of your life.
I mean, it's a big deal. Look, when you have a house that's all white, I mean, you know, like every other day, I'm like, how did that spot get on that wall? What am I going to do about it? Because
did you just wet the eraser?
Yeah, so you wet it a little bit. Okay, so I'm going to show you. I don't know how this is going
to
sound.
That's okay.
You can narrate what
I'm No. I'm going to come to you.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're moving.
We're not mobile, people.
We're moving.
So like just this morning as Jim was cleaning off the red wine spots, which as you can see, they were right here on the wall and you can't see any red wine spots anywhere.
No.
Okay, there were two prominent red wine stains.
Okay, that's me. That's
gone.
The shadow right there.
They're gone. Okay. So, but as he was cleaning those, I was like, oh, look at that spot. How did that spot get there? Right? And I nearly told him to clean it off, but I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'll clean it off later. And now, aren't I happy that I am? Because I can show you. So that spot, watch.
How is it doing that?
I don't know!
Is it like an OxyClean
sponge?
That's
why they call it, it's magic. I don't know how it does it. Okay, look, there's more here. This is why it becomes addictive. Do you see him?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, look. Gone. Here's some right here. Yeah, I mean, this is how I just go around my house. Like, you know, once you have the magic eraser out, there's no end to what you can erase. You know?
That is the way to end this podcast,
yeah,
people.
Okay.
Thank you for being here,
Kat. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
For my destiny and my magic eraser.
My pleasure.
Everything's magic.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Chapter 3, Me Geeking Out on Music, the cover song. One of the ways we learn is to imitate, watching, listening, and then repeating what we're exposed to. And if you've ever picked up a guitar, or sat down at a piano, or even picked up the sticks behind a drum kit, you've tried to imitate your favorite song, whether it's Chopsticks or Louie Louie or Free Fallin'. We listen to bands cover our favorite songs at weddings, contestants cover the perfect song for their voice on TV, or even find ourselves scrolling through a list for our go-to karaoke surefire hit. In each case, we're reaching out for our favorite song. This is how you learn. It's how you learn to be in a band. It's how you learn to be an artist, be a rock star. It's by imitating the ones that you hear and you see. I have always maintained that the fastest way to learn what is unique about an artist is to have them cover a song you know. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but think of it this way. If you want to know what makes someone special, then have each of them do the same song and then compare. I grew up learning that a few things were vital to making a band. Always try to write the best song you can, have a t-shirt that doesn't suck, and make sure you pick a great cover song. I'm not sure where I learned it, probably a combination of listening to Smokin' Dave and the Primo Dopes in Knoxville, or maybe eavesdropping on Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls about their shows. However I found this code, I consider it a code to live by. My voice has always had some scratch in it, even when I was young, so I could belt out in a pretty impressive Maggie May like Rod Stewart does, or sometimes a Good Replacements cover, but I always kind of fell short if I was having to sing Whitesnake or The Smiths. But it never stopped me from trying, but it did teach me to pick a cover that I could really sell. I want to give you a quick tour of some covers that can show you how awesome an artist is. First, let's start with this man, Prince. What you didn't know about Prince is that he probably wrote some songs that you didn't actually associate with Prince, mainly because you probably didn't know he wrote them. For instance, this song is by the Bangles, except the song is by Prince,
and the performances by the Bengals. Prince kept sort of reinventing himself, and as he did, it turns out that the first time you ever heard probably this song by Sinead O'Connor, you probably didn't know it was a Prince song. But here they are, right next to each other. Here's Sinead. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day. And here's Prince's version. So you can see which parts of each of these songs really belong to the artist's performance and which belong to the writer's. So let's take a song that we all know very well. This is Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window.
It's almost like that song is a part of our DNA. But can you imagine for a second what would happen if you lined up a bunch of artists and asked them all to sing Eleanor Rigby? And one of them happened to be Aretha Franklin.
I'm Eleanor Rigby. I picked up the rice in the church where the wedding's had been. Yeah. I'm Eleanor Rigby. I'm keeping my face in a jar by the door. Wanna know what is it for? Well,
you see what I mean? Every artist has a different way that they hear, transcribe, translate, or even perform the same music. It makes each artist unique. For instance, I remember exactly where I was when I heard Nirvana play Smells Like Teen Spirit. Also, within that same year, I remember exactly where I was when I heard Tori Amos do this.
With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'll feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. Yeah.
So the fun goes on and on. And as you start to really hear different bands cover different songs, you start to understand what makes each band special. This is Cake singing a Gloria Gaynor song.
Just turn around, now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now.
As this game kind of unfolds, you can tell it's one of my favorites. You start to discover some really strange corners of the world. Thank goodness for all of the streaming that we can do in order to sort of bounce back and forth between these different versions of these songs. But here is a song from 101 Dalmatians. This is Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will.
Oh,
to
Roger.
See her is to take a sudden chill.
Oh.
Cruella, Cruella.
And here's the same song by one of my favorite bands, The Replacements.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
Sometimes cover songs have gotten to a point where you actually know the cover song almost even better than you know the original. Sometimes it's because the artist has really reinvented the song. Sometimes it's because the artist is just so unique that the song itself become secondary to the artist's performance. In this case, it's a Bob Dylan song, but you probably know it as a Jimi Hendrix song.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
In other cases, you have the reverse, in which you get an artist who you know well singing a song in their own style, and it starts to dawn on you the more you listen to it that it's not really one of their songs. It's a song by a completely different artist in a completely different genre. And this is where it gets to be very interesting, especially as generations past start to interpret music from generations present. So this is Johnny Cash singing Nine Inch Nails.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
They say imitation is the fondest form of flattery. Well, then a cover song is the greatest accolade of one artist to another. You know, in Sugarland, Jennifer and I have tried to pay homage to R.E.M., to B-52s, to U2, to Beyonce, to Queen, and more. Never be ashamed to pick up an instrument and learn your favorite new song. You never know what you might learn by walking in someone else's melody or singing through somebody else's heart. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Geekin' Out, and we are already hard at work on the next one. Are you obsessed with something amazing? Want to tell us about it? Write to us at geekingoutwithkb@gmail.com, and you might be a guest on an upcoming episode. Come find out more about me and this podcast at christianbush.com, Christian with a K, people. Follow me at Christian Bush on Twitter, Christian Bush on Instagram, Christian Bush on Facebook, and Christian M. Bush on Snapchat. Thanks to Bobby Bones for the opportunity to make this podcast, Brandon Bush for making the soundtrack and assembling the pieces, Tom Tapley for audio wizardry, and Whitney Pastrick for being a great producer and making this whole thing possible. This is Christian Bush, geeking out. Thank you for listening.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.